Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. There's a lot of talk in the media these days about how so many people seem to be in bubbles, or echo chambers. They tend to surround themselves, even if not intentionally, with people who think the way they do. As a result, their own views are consistently reinforced, and different views are either unheard or dismissed. And that can result in thinking that those differing views are simply wrong and unworthy of our consideration. And that can lead to thinking that the people holding those views also are unworthy, and that we shouldn't have anything to do with them. This is seen as contributing not just to political divisions that seem insurmountable, but also to violence that seems unstoppable. We all enjoy being with people we're comfortable with. But things get problematic if we start thinking the people who are different from us are unworthy. Of course, some behaviors are simply wrong. But even if people think, say, or do things we disagree with or that are wrong, should we just write them off? The Bible certainly has things to say about people who think or behave badly. But it also makes some points about whether those people are completely unworthy. We'll explore some of those on Morning Prayer this week. Perhaps we'll be a little surprised about how some people who behave badly eventually turn out. Perhaps we'll be a little surprised by what's said to those who think others are unworthy. May we all come to the realization Christ Jesus' disciple Peter did, that God is no respecter of persons, and that we shouldn't call anyone unworthy or unclean. Amen.